Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Makings of a Mompreneur on Blog Talk Radio, the radio show where mompreneurs work, play, and connect. I'm Arlen Jamie Shotland, and I'm your co-host today. I'm also the founder and CEO of Mompreneurs, Inc., a local resource and networking organization based in Portland, Oregon. And I also run Urban Bliss Design and PR and have two fabulous kiddos, 1.5, almost 2 years old, can't believe it, and a son who is almost 5.
Hi, Marlon. I am Robin Barbone. I am the other co-host of the show today. I am a founding member of Mompreneurs, Inc. and co-owner of Folklore Media. We're a creative services company here in Portland, and I am the mom to two fabulous daughters, and they are 8 and 10. And I am so happy to be back with you and talking about lots of interesting stuff. I have to say to everybody just now, both Marlon and I are a little sleep deprived. This has to do with when you have your own business and you're having a family and you're balancing, and just some days it's a little bit harder than other days. And so
today is one of those days, my friend. So if you are in need of coffee, get a cup, because we are right there with
and
you.
And send some over to us. That would be great.
Absolutely.
We are very happy to be here today with you.
We are. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, let's tell you a little bit about Mompreneurs, Inc. We are a national organization. We're based in Portland, Oregon, but we do have at-large memberships currently for members who live 90 miles or more outside of Portland, Oregon. We hold monthly business meetings, workshops. We also have an online forum that is private for members only. We also have our annual fair and trade show coming up, the Mom Shop, on April 18th, and we are really excited and getting ready to host our annual Makings of a Mompreneur conference, which will be at the end of September. So stay tuned for that. And we've got this fabulous radio show.
And the radio show, which we do every other week. And what we try to do is a lot of the things that we do in Mompreneurs, Inc. as well, which is focusing on issues that are important to mompreneurs around the globe. So, and it's for anybody who's interested, anybody who's a mompreneur or thinking about starting your own business, or if you just want to hear what everybody's doing and what this mompreneur thing is all about, we do hope you'll join us each show and join the discussion. We have an email address. If you ever have an idea for a show topic or something you'd like to talk about us, please email us at radio@mompreneursinc.com. And every show we focus on a different issue or topic that's important to mom business owners. We often feature a mompreneur or somebody who's an expert in the issue or the topic we're talking about, and they will share their tips and information about the things that we need to learn about to help us juggle our businesses and raise our families and everything we're trying to do every day.
That's right, and today's topic is why now is the right time to start a business, and we are very excited to talk about that with our expert Jackie Babicki here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we like to have a little segment each week called the Mompreneur Moment of the Week, and this is the time when Robin and I share with you our intimate details of what our Mompreneur moment has been recently, and that could be anything that really is related to what life is like for us being a mom business owner, having kids and trying to juggle the whole wonderful work-life balance. So should I go first, Robin, or do you want to go
sure,
first?
Sure, go ahead. What's going on with you? What's happening with you recently?
Well, it's been quite a wonderful, fantastic, exciting, fast-paced February. And I think in the last show, my mompreneur moment was, you know, understanding that as business owners, we have to remind ourselves that we can say no sometimes. And so, you know,
right,
we took a day off as a family. We went to the beach. That was fantastic. Loved it. And I'm actually really glad that we did that, because since then, since coming back from that wonderful day off and family day at the beach, it has been a whirlwind. And, you know, one of the great things about the ability to being your own boss is the ability to say yes to wonderful opportunities. So in the last 3 weeks, I've had not one, not two, not three, but four amazing, incredible opportunities, most of which I can't even talk about yet. And my friends are dying because I can't spill the beans yet, but I have to at least share my excitement with people. But my point of this in sharing this is really that you can say yes. And and to understand that you're saying yes to things that you're passionate about.
Right.
You're saying yes to things that you know maybe will cause you sleepless nights like last night, in several sleepless nights in a row. But there are things that will give you joy. There are things that will give your family joy. There are things that will help other mompreneurs. So I'm very, very excited about some of the things
that's
coming
amazing.
Down the pipe. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you say that, and you're talking about saying no and saying yes. And
mm-hmm.
that I feel so much with what we do with our businesses and with our families is kind of the roller coaster you're on sometimes. And, you know, when there is downtime or when you create your own downtime, embracing that and taking the time to regroup or get away or think about it,
mm-hmm.
or even sometimes, you know, if business is a little slow.
Right.
You know, and there aren't all those wonderful opportunities coming your way,
mm-hmm.
you know, not to get scared, not to worry about it, because, you know, take a breath, give it a chance to kind of reevaluate things, because right around the corner, something fabulous is going to happen.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And the idea that, you know, it could be, you know, 24 hours later, all of a sudden, you know, where were all those opportunities before? And now they're right there in front of you, and it's such, you
and
know,
you're ready to take them on.
And you're ready to take them on. That's
right.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait for you to be able to tell us about
some
of
them. I can't wait either.
So, well, we wish you luck, Marlene, even though we won't try to pry it out of you what's going on.
Oh, thanks, Robin. Well, so share your mompreneur moment.
My mompreneur moment. Well, it's probably my mompreneur last week or two when you talk about businesses and family and such things like that. Usually I run this creative services company, but
mm-hmm.
the last couple of weeks I am working in the business of Girl Scout cookies.
And that is a full-time job.
A full-time job. I have, as I mentioned, I have two daughters. They are both Girl Scouts, a brownie and a junior, and they have both been selling cookies this year, and we're right in the thick of the delivering of the cookies.
Yes.
And so it is, it's a big deal, I have to say, for when you're 8 and 10 to deal with this. And it's your big deal when you're the mother of an 8 and 10-year-old and you have
mm-hmm.
to deal with taking them out and delivering the cookies, and then people aren't home and you go back and everybody wants to know where their cookies are. It's, you know, people take Girl Scout cookies very seriously.
Oh, yes, we do, Robin. I was a little upset when all of my Twitter friends and Facebook friends were getting their Girl Scout cookies before I did.
Well, and one of my daughters, their cookies came late. Like,
oh.
So my younger daughter yeah. had all her cookies and were delivering them, and all the people that – and when you have two kids, you have to split up what you're doing. So a lot of our friends, like, bought, like, two from one and two from the other.
Right.
We couldn't order, you know, deliver – half an order, so anyway,
makes
then,
it more complicated.
Yeah, so.
So that has been your life.
Yeah, so forget folklore media, let's worry about Girl Scout cookies for a while.
But it's also wonderful that you are a mompreneur and you do have a say in how your schedule is run.
That
so
is true.
You do,
and we can do so much. And
yeah.
it's actually fun for the girls to, you know, in some small way to start learning about business and about, you know, dealing with the selling of the, you know, anytime you have any school, you know, function and you're selling stuff or raising money and
mm-hmm.
fundraising, you know, they're starting to learn those kinds of things they're going to need when they have their own business.
Exactly. Very exciting. And, you know, you could talk to them all about what it's like to start a business.
Yes.
And our topic today is why now is a great time to start a business. And I know some of you listeners out there are thinking, why? Why is now a great time to start a business? The economy is in a slump. People are losing their jobs. There's just a lot of change. We'll put it that way. Change and challenge happening right now. But we are really excited to talk with Jackie Babicki here. Jackie, are you with us here?
I am.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about you, Jackie. Jackie is a veteran of the entrepreneurial world, having been a CPA and entrepreneur for several years, and currently she's a business counselor for the Small Business Development Center in Portland, Oregon, helping hundreds and hundreds of small businesses like the ones that many of our listeners own here today. So, Jackie, let's get right
yes.
into it.
Lots to talk about. Jackie, you know, I have heard about, you know, I've heard a lot of times people saying that kind of thing that, you know, even though, you know, if the economy's terrible, everybody's, you know, people are losing their jobs, people are, you know, but it can be a really good time to start a new business. You know, what is it that drives people to want to start their own businesses during tough economic times?
Well, you know, I'm convinced that there's an entrepreneurial spirit in a lot of people. and they are just absolutely driven to do it their way, to try something new, to start their own business. And the reason this can be a good time to do it is that, first of all, they're, you know, to take benefit of the downsizings that have gone on in so many businesses, there's lots of good employees to choose from. So this is a very good time if you're going to hire somebody and, you know, need help in your business to find just absolutely the best person that you might possibly find at any point in time, and they're really willing to work for you because they're, you know, looking for a place to work. Another reason it can be a good time is that there's a lot of spaces available. And so what that means is maybe a space that you couldn't have afforded before now is available and is open to you, and a landlord who might not have been willing to bargain before is now willing to bargain, or willing to take a shorter lease term, or make a deal with you about tenant improvements that they might not have been willing to make because they want a good tenant, you know, in the business. And then there are some people, because they've been laid off and have always thought, gee, I want to own my own business, who have maybe got a separation package or a severance package of some kind, and so now they have a little chunk of money that they can use to start their own business. Another reason this can be a good time is that, you know, again, it might feel bad to take advantage of people that are not doing well, but sometimes there's businesses that are for sale. And, you know, someone that didn't make it, and you can step in and say, wow, you know, here's an opportunity for me. So those are all things that are available right now that, you know, when the economy is booming, aren't available to you at all.
Those are great, wonderful points. Thanks, Jackie. One of the things that I do keep hearing about is the challenge that can happen in terms of trying to raise capital. I've heard it's a little bit harder during this recession, and especially this particular one with the state of the economy right now. But what is your experience in working with small businesses right now in terms of, is it harder to raise capital? Is that true? And if so, what can some small businesses do to try to get funding?
You know, it is definitely true that it is now harder to raise capital. We're finding that the banks don't even want to talk to you. And even though the stimulus package includes money going from the federal government to support the Small Business Administration, for the most part, the Small Business Administration, even in healthy times, is lending to businesses who have at least a two-year track record and, you know, can show that they've been increasingly profitable over those 2 years. So that is one of the big downsides right now. It's very difficult to go out and raise capital in the form of debt financing, you know, to borrow it. We're very lucky in our area of the country. We've got some local government programs, and the NGO Mercy Corps has a group called Mercy Corps Northwest that does some startup financing, and that's really where most of the financing has come from. Other than that, if there are people in your circle of friends, people that you know, people who have faith in you and faith and excitement about your idea, this is a good time to be looking for angel investors and angel financing. The, you know, as I say, the bank financing really isn't available at all.
Well, that's interesting because, though, I mean, even in the good times, that often you get into that catch-22 with the having to be in business for 2 years to
yes.
get capital in the first place. So in some ways, it's not that much different than some
no,
people
you're
who
right.
are just starting out.
You're right. It really isn't that much different for people who are just starting out.
But I guess the, you know, the savings and all the things that you might be reaching toward would really be, you know, are a little bit tighter, but...
You know, and the advice that we're giving people at the Small Business Development Center is really look carefully at your cash reserves. You know, this is a great time to start a business if you've got some funding behind you, or if you can live on low income, you know, or no income for a period of time where your business gets up and running. And again, where we are, there is a program through the state with unemployment where they will support a laid-off worker who qualifies for unemployment. They will support them for a month while they write their business plan and absolve them from having to go out and look for jobs and, you know, report back into them while they're developing their business plan. So that might
wow.
be something that someone has in their region.
That's great. How would
It really is a good program.
We've got it here. Is there, if somebody's not in the Portland area, where's the best place to start looking for something like that in their own area? Would that just be, you know, Googling or finding out from their local?
You know, the small business development centers are all over the country. There's 1,100 of them throughout the United States. And I would always start there. Your small business development centers have resources, or at least they know of the resources in the particular area, the region, the city, the state where they are. They're usually connected to the community college systems, and you know, and those people know what is going on. Or you can work with your particular municipality. Here in Portland, we have a very active city government that is really understands how important small business is, and you know, they have resource lines where you can call them, and they'll tell you all the different programs that are available for people. So I would begin there.
That's a great idea.
Those are great starts. Now, what about, are there some particular industries or types of businesses that are especially recommended to launch during tough economic times, or ones that you've seen that you've worked with that have done really well during these type of times?
You know, the ones that we're seeing hold up and do better are the ones that are in health. Okay, you know, health is always a big issue, health and fitness. So we're seeing that people that are going into those particular businesses are still doing okay. Particularly mompreneurs seem to get it, that in times like these, the resource that you have to take most care of is yourself. And, you know, I mean, that's absolutely critically important when you're taking care of a family and you're taking care of a household. It's extremely important to take care of yourself. You know, these are very stressful times. So businesses that are, you know, supporting that health and fitness seem to be doing quite well. Other businesses that we have seen doing okay are things that are helping people take away some kind of a pain today. So, for instance, a counseling business to help people find work, that's doing well. We've seen businesses launch where people are going in and they're cleaning up foreclosed homes in order to get them ready to sell. That's doing well. We've seen that our businesses that are supporting pets, you know, and animals in the family, from dog walking to dog training to kennels, they're doing okay, you know, through this whole time.
That's interesting, because we just happen to have two openings in the building that Mompreneurs Inc. and Urban Bliss are in, and both of them went recently to dog-related businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So
people are still spending money on their pets.
That's great.
We also see that people are spending money on their children, but not at as high a level. So, for instance, a client I have who has a clothing store for children went invested heavily in books for her Christmas inventory, and the books sold. You know, in the downturn in the economy, people felt like they were willing to invest in education for their children. So there's some things where people are still spending money.
Finding...
Pardon?
Sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just saying, when you're talking about the kids and the books, you know, especially in these tough economic times where, you know, you don't, you know, when you've got kids and you want to, obviously you want them to have everything you want to be able to give them, but start thinking more low-tech, and it might not be, you know, the flashiest, latest video game, you know, which costs a lot more than you might have, you know, in your gift budget, but, you know, things like books and, you know, so it's being creative, it sounds like, what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
figuring out, you know, where are people tapping their resources, where are they, you know, where are they willing to spend the money that they do have.
Right,
you know, and
right.
Now you can
clothing exchanges, you know, used clothing, that has done well.
Right.
So you have to really kind of think about, you know, what are, you know, people still willing to spend money on? And I like to coach people to use the phrase now more than ever. So what are the things that people need now more than ever? You know, what gives them comfort? You know, what maybe takes away some of the fear and the pain? you know, of worrying about your job or worrying how things are going to go. I mean, that's you know, if you can kind of put that in your head and say, what could I offer to people that they need now more than ever?
That is a great tip. And Jackie, I know you have another favorite saying that I have heard you say a few times, and it's, I'm paraphrasing you here, but if you could talk a little bit more about your favorite phrase, you know, large companies
downsize,
and then small companies can adapt. Talk a little bit about that and how people who are thinking about launching a business, how they can really use that to their advantage.
Well, you know, that is totally true. What I see again and again and again is that just what we're talking about, little businesses, when their businesses turn down, or, you know, when you're starting thinking of starting a business during hard times, you think, okay, what can I do to thrive in difficult times? How can I adapt my idea to, you know, make an inroad or take advantage of the situation as it is now? You know, what immediately comes to mind is a client I had, you know, in one of the last downturns, and she came in and wound up starting a yoga studio, which has just, you know, been a very, very successful business for her. And it was one of those fitness things, you know, where people really needed to take care of themselves. But my phrase is always, in the, you know, in the economic hard times, the big companies lay people off and the small companies adapt. We just tune into that creativity that we have and we say, okay, how can I make it work?
Well, and I think, and small businesses can, you know, and I've, Marlon, I've heard you say this too, you know, can really, can turn on a dime in a way that a business,
absolutely,
business can't. You know,
and small businesses can be very creative about, you know, their pricing. They can decide if they're going to give coupons, offer a special. I'm seeing small businesses right now collaborate together. I have a spa that is reaching out to do some advertising, and she is jointly advertising with a clothing store that, you know, appeals to the same customer base. And they're going to send a postcard out, and they're going to have each of them on the postcard, which will defray the costs that they have for mailing. So people are collaborating wherever they can as well.
That is a great idea, and especially for mompreneurs, is a great, for, you know, for our listeners, you know, being able to collaborate together and, you know, with, like, the mompreneurs organization,
mm-hmm.
you know, finding like-minded business owners, you know, who aren't necessarily competing but are, you know, complementary kinds of businesses, and really
right.
figuring it out, a way to work together.
Mm-hmm. Who share,
you know, our tendency when things get bad is to go hide in the closet, you know, and crawl under a big blanket and, you know, huddle in the dark and shiver, you know, and think, it's all me, and, you know, this is awful, and I have to deal with this alone. And yet the best thing to do is overcome all that fear and reach out and collaborate. You know, work with your mompreneurs members, work with your mompreneurs groups, go to, you know, work with the businesses in your neighborhood, work with the other people in your particular industry, and together people can make good things happen.
We couldn't agree
Absolutely.
More. We're very much about collaboration over competition here in our group. And Jackie, we have one last question for you. If you could give just a summary of advice to people who are thinking about starting a business, who might be a little bit hesitant about starting it in this economy, what would you say to them to really encourage them that now is the time?
Well, you know, that's I'd say, first of all, always is a good time to start a new business, like now. If you have done your market research, you know, you're very clear what your business is going to be and who your target audience is going to be, you've worked with your family and they understand that this is going to be taking time away from them and they're really totally behind you, and that you can look ahead and say, I can survive for a period of time, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, without really pulling any money out of the business, it'll be okay. You know, and you've worked through your financial projections. Hopefully you've gone to your Small Business Development Center or to SCORE, and you've said, you know, help me take a look at this, make sure it's feasible. And if you've done all those really good things, go start it.
Excellent advice. Well, Jackie Babicki, thank you so much for being on our show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for
having
me.
Wonderful advice you gave.
And for those of you interested, you can visit the Small Business Development Center online at www.bizcenter.org. All right. Well, that was wonderful. We had a lot of great advice from Jackie. One of the things that I really liked that she mentioned at the end, Robin, was you know, making sure you've got all your ducks in a row, obviously, do your research. But then also the one part that I think is especially important for mompreneurs is to talk to your family. And not just your, you know, your husband or your significant other, but your kids if they're old enough. And other supporting family members to make sure that, you know, you've got people behind you. Because I think, you know, Robin and I talk a lot about we couldn't do this without the support of our family. And friends, you know, find friends who will be your cheerleader. And,
absolutely.
And to make sure you've got that behind you before you go out there and start running.
Right. No, that's great, great thought. And it's true. And, you know, especially, you know, being a mompreneur and being a small business owner, and a lot of people who are on their own in the actual business, mm-hmm. you know, to not be in that vacuum and to be able to reach out to your family and your friends and for that support and for advice and, you know, and those questions that you need answered. And, you know, with Jackie, you know, in the Small Business Development Center and so many great resources that you can, you know, not to be afraid to reach out and talk to people about your idea, talk to people about, you know, mm-hmm. what you're planning to do as you put all the pieces together.
Absolutely. And I think that in my experience, I couldn't find a more warm, collaborative group than in business owners who are also mothers and can understand, you know, what you're going through from a day-to-day life as boss and then also what you're going through in the 24/7 life as mom, right?
Yes. So we say anybody out there listening, go for it if you're thinking about it. You know, what Jackie said is right, is mm-hmm. there's any time is the right time. You know,
so why not now?
If you have the passion and you have the, you know, and if you've got the, put your ducks in a row and just go for it, you know.
And there are a lot of resources to help you out there.
Absolutely. And, in fact, on the Mompreneurs, Inc. website, there's a whole resource page, isn't there?
There is. There is. If you go to mompreneursinc.com/resources, you'll be able to find a listing there. And, you know, we are always looking for your feedback. So if you find listeners mm-hmm. out there have any resources that you really enjoy that you think would be helpful to other mompreneurs, please email us. You can email us at info@mompreneursinc.com, and we'll be happy to add them on there. The more resources, the merrier.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And speaking of resources, we do have some meetings coming up that we would like to let our listeners know about, especially those in the Portland, Oregon area, or if you're going to be in town over the next month. Our monthly business meeting is tonight at 6:30 p.m., and we're going to be talking about the CPSIA legislation, which affects manufacturers and sellers of items that are geared toward children ages 12 and under. We'll have Candace Eiston, who is a local attorney, as well as Andrea Frost, who owns BabyWit.com, local fantastic website. Go to it. Shop it. It is amazing. I love their clothes. And she has a lot of experience working with, she's obviously had to go through making her items CPSIA compliant. So we'll be talking about that. And then we've got a Mom's Night Out coming up.
Love the Mom's Night Out.
Yep, we do.
March 3rd at Thirst Wine Bar mm-hmm. for the mompreneurs here in Portland. It's Mom's Night Out. It's a chance to go and just, you know, talk about anything you want. It doesn't have to be business. It doesn't have to be family, you know, just being together.
It can be
together.
Gossip, yeah. And all of our events are listed on our website, www.mompreneursinc.com/events.
And you were also mentioning earlier at the beginning of the show, the Mom Shop, mm-hmm. which is coming up on April 18th at Oaks Park. Is a definitely, for anybody in Portland, it's a must go to.
It's a fun family day. We've got a fashion show. We've got activities. You get discounts on the Oaks Park rides.
And
there's
fabulous businesses.
Yeah.
You know, the businesses that are there, mm-hmm. you want to see. And, you know, part of what we're doing now is supporting each other. And go and support your local businesses and, you know, buy locally and
exactly.
Think globally. Right?
Join us for a fun family day, April 18th at mm-hmm. Oaks Park, 9 to 2. And that is also on our website.
And we have our next show is March 10th. So join us again at 11 a.m. on March 10th, and We will be talking, what will we be talking about?
Social media for small businesses. It's all the rage right now. If you're not on Twitter, you're not on Facebook, you're not on LinkedIn, and certain businesses do really well still on MySpace, it's the time to do it. So we will talk to you then, and thank you for listening. I'm Marlin Jamie Shetland.
And I'm Robin Taylor Barbone. Join us again next in 2 weeks.